Even your rapture is waiting. When your youngest child tells you she has seen monsters in the night and is afraid, and your eldest son is leaving for Tibet, and your dog is full of tumors, and your neighbor is sick from crying for his son killed by the army of the country that you live in, and the beggars in the street keep on growing in their numbers and looking like they truly need to eat, and the stories of their riches have been disproved by the experts that you yourself helped choose, and the experts you believed in report that even the doctors you depended on report that cannabis is healing cripples throughout the land. And on the subway you were reading in the paper of the sightings and the landings, and the newscast flashes pictures of the money bundles burning, and the blockade stops you reaching your place of business, and the stock exchange is closed, and the bodies in the street are being trampled by police, and the horses of police, and they are shouting, and you don't know why, and the girl chained to the gates is screaming, only at you. Walk on. Pass by. Walk on. For they are saying a change is going to come. And some of them have been saying it forever, and still they say a change is going to come. And if you hear them say that things are not the way they seem, then you must leave them. You must return to your home, return to what you know. And if your friends wake up with visions and come to tell you that they dreamed they had to tell you things that you will never want to hear, then you must leave them too. And when your wife finds that she is hearing voices that the tablets only make ugly, and sees blood on both your bodies and the dinner that she serves you, then her too. Even her. For all of them are lying. And only you know the truth. You know now what must be done. You know now what you must do.